Right, so Chris was unable to record this week because of all the nuclear apocalypses that were going on. So no new episode this week, but I have delved into the archives way back to episode 83 of the podcast, where we talked about Fallout vaults from the Fallout games, and I thought it would be a timely time to re-release that episode given the Fallout TV show that's been going on. I've watched a couple of episodes and it's quite good. So maybe if Chris watches that, we'll do a retrospective once we've both seen the series. But until then, I hope this will tide you over. Enjoy!
The following show has been paid for by Vault-Tec, helping you survive the post-apocalypse. Hello and welcome to We Could Survive That, your survival guide to the video games. I'm Jack, and today I'm joined by the sole survivor of one of Vault-Tec's evil vaults. It's Chris.
Do you know what? I was going to come with something really witty. My mind went blank.
Half the podcast is you not coming up with witty remarks.
Sorry.
Yeah, we've put together this episode, which is about the Fallout vaults, because I like Fallout. What's the point in having a podcast if you can't talk about things you like? We are sponsored by Vault-Tec this week.
Yes. Remember to pick up your free, is it Pit Boys?
Yeah.
And also, donate money to your nearest nuclear fallout place.
Yes. Build the fallout shelter of your own. Chris, what is your experience with the Fallout games?
I played a little bit of 3.
Good.
But I watched my brother play a lot of 3. And I watched him play a lot of Fallout 4. He didn't play New Vegas. I know what it's all about.
Care to explain to the listeners what you think it's about?
What, the entire series? Or
if you like, if you want to be background.
It's set in a post-nuclear apocalyptic barren landscape where you play as a survivor who's survived in one of these vaults.
Yeah.
And then emerges into the world. The game starts in the 50s. Well, that sort of area. It's sort of a futuristic 50s. They have robots, don't they?
They're kind of stuck in the 50s with technology, but they've got nuclear-powered robots and nuclear cars and things like that. In some aspects, they're more futuristic than us. But in other parts, in like computers and stuff, they're not as futuristic. But yeah, you summed it up pretty well. A war between the US and China ended up with nuclear bombs being dropped everywhere. And a select few people managed to survive in some of these vaults. But an even fewer number managed to survive inside the vault. Because Vault-Tec are a bunch of assholes. And they decided that since they've got all these people trapped in these vaults for a couple of hundred years, that they should do experiments on them.
Makes perfect sense, really, if you think about it.
Yeah. Well, you've got to kill the time somehow.
And you need to collect all this important information to help the human race progress.
Yes. So we're going to be naming a few of the vaults, and I'm going to tell Chris, because you don't know much about Fallout, I'll be giving you what the residents of the vault knew going into it. And then I'm going to tell you what the real reason was behind some of the vaults. Now, some of these do appear in games. Some of them are from comics and expanded universe tales and stuff like that. But I'll give you as much information as I can, Chris.
Okay.
So let's dive in with our first vault, Vault 11. Now, going into this vault, all you know is that the Overseer comes down and tells you that once every year, you must sacrifice someone in this vault in order to save everyone else from dying. What are your initial thoughts on this? So the door's closed.
Uh-huh.
No way out.
Okay.
If you don't kill someone once every year, then the computer that runs the vault switches all the life support off and everyone in there dies.
Is the Overseer the computer?
No, the Overseer is a person that's in charge of the vault. So they're, I think, put in charge by Vault-Tec.
Okay, now you want my thoughts to begin with, yeah?
Yeah, what would you think?
Okay, I guess it would depend on who would have to die. Do we get to choose? What sort of people I'm in there with? And so long as it's not me.
The people in the vault do get to choose who they sacrifice.
And can it be newborns?
No, probably not, Chris.
Because I had a very good plan worked out, but that's just gone down the drain.
It has. Killing Chris is never straight in there with the baby killing.
No, I was just
straight
thinking,
in there with the
child
murder.
If it's once a year, you just have a kid every year.
What? No, you get maternal instinct would kick in and she'd beat the shit out of you if you tried to take her baby
away. And then
away.
She's the one that sacrificed. All
right. Right. Fortunately, the people in Fallout 11, in Vault 11, were less homicidal than you, Chris, and intent on baby murder. And they decided that in retaliation, they'd kill the Overseer. They'd sacrifice the Overseer.
Yeah, that's a bad idea, I think.
Why?
Because I bet the computer gets pissed at that.
No,
I did initially think that.
Computer doesn't care.
Oh.
Computer doesn't care who you sacrifice, just as long as it's not babies instantly.
How do you know the computer cares about the babies?
It doesn't.
Well, there you go then.
Right, so every year, people vote for a new Overseer, and they're put in charge for however many months. When it comes time for sacrifice time, they're booted into the sacrifice room and killed. And this goes on for however many years they're locked in there, until the whole vault erupts into a civil war, leaving only 5 people left in the vault alive. Because everyone
okay.
goes crazy, nobody wants to be voted in as the Overseer
mm-hmm.
and killed. So 5 people left, and these 5 people decide that they're going to kill themselves. So by the time you get to explore Vault 11 in the games, everyone's dead. But the twist is, the thing that nobody in the vault knew, is that you could choose not to sacrifice anyone, and the vault would still remain intact. The computer wouldn't actually turn off the life support systems and stuff.
Oh, right.
So the test was morality versus self-preservation.
Okay.
Dick move, Vault-Tec.
Dick move, Chris, because it would have been like,
you killed all the babies,
I killed so
Chris.
Many babies when I did not need to.
Do you feel a bit ashamed,
And now
Chris?
I've got a bloodlust for it. And once I get out this vault, I'm going after the nearest settlement.
What, to kill their babies?
Everyone.
Oh, dear God, it's a good thing you weren't in Vault 11.
No.
You'd have been a really bad influence.
I know, that was...
Unless you were the first Overseer, in which case, they'd get rid of you fairly quick.
Actually, you know what? If I was in those last 5 people, I don't think I'd have the balls to kill myself. So they would have done it. I'd have been, oh, shit, I'm on my own now. Got to the sacrifice point, and I'd be like, well, no, I'm not going to sacrifice myself because I'm just going to die anyway. And then I wouldn't have died. I would have been like, oh, okay. Then I would have gone nuts because I'm on my own in this vault surrounded just by dead bodies.
I think in the last 5 people, one of them has a gun and it's he shoots all of them.
I would make sure I'm the one with the gun. Or if he killed 3 of them and he turned the gun on me, I'd be like, you know what, Dave, I changed my mind.
Bang!
I would
you killed all those babies, Chris. You'd be the first one I'd shoot.
But,
yes.
As far as you're concerned at that point, I've kept you alive by killing those infants.
Yeah, but no one would be happy with
you. And I
you.
Kept the population under control.
Yeah, again, still.
No kids running
no,
around
keeping us
up.
You wouldn't have kept
up.
The population under control.
Yeah, I would have.
Because, no, one, everyone would be scared to have children, but
mm-hmm.
for fear that you would kill them.
They would be forced to have
2,
children.
2, you'd be left with a population of... I'm not sure how long this particular vault was sealed for. You'd be left with an elderly population.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, that's not how population control works. Everyone's on Zimmer frames.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not the kind of vault I'd like to live in.
Well, you want to be in a vault that's overflowing with children. Like, everyone's cramped in there. You ain't got any room to get through. I remember in that Fallout 3 game, it was like that. You start off as a kid, and there's kids everywhere, and you've got to have classes, and... Oh, who wants all that?
Normal, sane, non-baby murdering people. This took a real dark turn real quick. Can we move on?
Yeah, okay, I'm not good for Vault 11.
You're not good for any vault at this point, I'm guessing.
Well, duh, we've only done one vault.
If baby murder is the first idea you come up with, then the rest of your ideas are going to be terrible. This is a short one, Chris. Vault
mm-hmm.
12.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what happened in Vault 12, Vault-Tec... decided they want to see what happens when people were exposed to radiation. And they constructed a vault, and the door on this vault didn't close properly. So everyone was either killed by radiation poisoning or turned into ghouls, which are basically immortal people. They can sometimes turn feral and be like zombies.
Yeah, I've seen them.
If you're lucky enough to not turn feral, you can... be a normal person, but you just look like a zombie and horribly
you're
burnt
immortal,
and stuff.
Did you say?
Yeah, you. Well, you have long-lasting life. You can be killed if you're shot.
Okay.
But you're significantly improve your lifespan by
all
this.
Right.
So this one's kind of out of your control, isn't it? Unless you stick a towel under the door and block up the block up the holes.
Towels block radiation, do they?
Lead line towels, maybe.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I have seen the ghouls. Okay. I suppose your best hope is to be
one of the ghouls.
Normal ghoul.
Yeah. Not turn feral, yeah. That would be the best way. Let's move on to Vault 22, which was created to protect plant life instead of people life. There were people in this vault, and it was their jobs to basically look after the plants and make sure that they weren't affected by radiation and stuff like that. Unfortunately, the plants somehow mutated and released spores into the vault air system, which turned all the people living in the vault and looking after the plants into horrible plant monster zombie type things. Not a good look, Chris.
Okay, how do they mutate?
Probably either radiation or just plant evolution or something like that.
Plant evolution made zombie human plants.
Yes.
Okay, easy way to survive this, good fellow. I would assume these people look after the plants would have some exotic ones in there, so you need to know something about plants.
Yeah, they're not just going to put random people in charge. No, so they'd be like, you know, botanists and stuff.
Okay,
like that.
So you should know that at some point, you know, plants can release spores. There could be, you're going to be living in an area that's going to have you know, your air's pumped in through a ventilation
lots of
system.
And stuff like
yeah,
that.
Stuff can get clogged in the airways. You could get fungus growing in there. Whatever. So I would have some sort of breathing, you know, some sort of mask that filters out stuff like this. I would recommend everybody to wear just in case, because after a while there'll be a build-up. Ergo, the pollen that they release won't turn you into plant zombies.
There is also another way. You could better control the plant growth, so keep them contained into their, like, little rooms. And, you know, manage them better. Prune the plants before they become out of control, spore zombie producing.
If the
things.
Plants die or you purposely destroy them, does the computer do something?
I wouldn't
would
have
hurt
thought
you?
So, no.
Okay.
I think they'd just be very disappointed in you.
That's fine then. Burn them. Right.
But you're in there.
You'd
have to be a botanist. You'd have to be, like, enthusiastic about plants. So burning them, I think I'd let you burn them if you saw someone transform into one of the spore monsters. But just burning them for burning them's
right,
sake
okay,
is,
then.
Is out of the question. Like instantly going to baby murder.
Because I always wear my filter mask. So I see one of people become a plant zombie. I burn it all. I burn everything.
Okay. Again, the filtration mask thing would have to work properly, so
yeah, of course it does, and it filters smoke as well.
I wouldn't trust Vault Tech to give you fully functioning equipment if it didn't benefit them in their experiments.
I brought it with me.
You were prepared.
I'm a
just in
very
case
prepared botanist. Yeah,
right. Vault 68, Chris, and Vault 69. I'm grouping these two together because Vault 68 houses 1,000 people.
Okay.
And only one of them is a woman.
And does the other vault have a 999
women
and
one
man? One
man in Vault 69.
Oh dear.
This is one that isn't in the games, mm-hmm. but it's in like the expanded universe or not in canon or something like that. So I don't know much about these vaults, just
okay.
their premise. I don't know whether everyone went mad, whether they killed everyone in the vault. I don't know much about this, but your thoughts. We'll do 69 first. You're
all
one
right.
man
yeah.
with 999 women. You're obviously a babe magnet, Chris.
Duh. I said nervous when I did that duh, so ask me again.
No, that's your pickup
oh,
technique.
Oh, God.
Nervous.
Duh. Right.
What would the thoughts be? You're walking around. I'd assume it'd have to be a pretty big vault to house
yeah.
1,000 people. You're walking around looking for another man to have a beer with or something.
Right.
To
okay.
chat about football or whatever. What? And then you find out that you're the only one there.
I'm trying to think how this would go. I mean, I suppose there's women there of all ages.
All ages.
Yeah, so elderly right down to infant, toddler, whatever.
Babies that you can sacrifice
oh, good
to the
God,
computer.
Yeah. I don't know. They'd either... It's hard. It'd either just develop into like a functioning society where everybody have a job, go about their daily business, and you just so happen to be the only guy.
Yeah.
Eventually, I would assume that you'd have a good chance of starting a romantic relationship with at least one of them, at the very least.
To maintain the population.
You could perhaps, you then produce some boys maybe, and then one of those boys, when they're older, could go with another one, and you know, so on. So you could perhaps spread out like that. On the other hand, it could go right to the extreme where they create a Amazon warrior tribe and they chain you up and beat you daily and use you as a punching bag, and it all just goes to bloody shit instantly.
Yeah, I'd say out of the two vaults, I'd say that Vault 69, run by mostly women, would probably run a bit smoother than Vault 68 with just one woman. Some men, you know, rapey, murdery.
Do you know what, when you're saying about women and a thousand men...
Some women
men,
are a bit rapey and murdery, so you'd have to watch out for that in both vaults.
To be honest, when you said one woman and 999 men, I was instantly thinking sexual assault.
That poor woman.
That's going to happen at some point.
Yeah. Or, and in Vault 69, you've got to be careful.
I mean, what I can imagine will most likely be the most accurate scenario for what will happen in 68, the woman and all the men. She will perhaps go... The men will break into... If they don't go into working community, they're going to break into clans, if you like. The woman will go to one of these groups, and another group's going to be like, no.
Turns into a caveman. Me man. What woman?
And they will literally go to war over this woman, and they will all die. And I give them a year at the most.
Yeah. 69...
Two to maybe 3 years.
It would run a bit smooth, right? I'd imagine.
I mean, to really survive, they need to establish a hierarchy, stick to it religiously. Everyone would need to have a job, all that lot, just to keep it sane and stuff. And then
yeah, let's move on, Chris. Yeah. I think that was a fairly tame vault. Vault 77. Now this is another. Well, this one was in a comic book, written by Penny Arcade. This vault. Houses
what an awesome name.
Penny Arcade.
Yeah, that's
it's
great.
Not bad, is it? 77, Vault 77, houses one man in this vault. You're all alone. Apart from a crate of puppets that are also in this vault. What do you think happens, Chris? What would you do if you were locked in a vault for a period of time? Years?
How big's the vault?
Standard vault, I guess. You'd have like,
what a waste,
because I don't think he was told he would be the only person in the vault.
Yeah, what a waste though, to be in the vault on your own, all those other people that could have been saved.
Yeah, but it's vault tech, they like to do sick experiments. Would you like to know what happens to this one person?
Can I have a quick shot at it?
Yeah,
I reckon he goes crazy and starts talking to the puppets. A bit like I Am Legend, where Will Smith's character starts talking to mannequins.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that, but I'm guessing a more violent version.
Yeah, he takes that to the extreme. He starts treating the puppets as people. And when the vault door opens up and he's allowed to go out into the remains of the US, he kills a bunch of slavers and they call him the Puppet Man. They fear the Puppet Man. It's good that he killed slavers because, you know, they're enslaving people.
I thought you.
It's bad that he's mad and talking to puppets, though.
I thought you were going to say he took all the puppets with him.
Oh, yeah, I think he did take out with him.
Naturally, okay.
To kill the people. Otherwise, they wouldn't call him the Puppet Man. He'd have to have one of the puppets.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
One man, lots of puppets. Makes you crazy, Chris.
What do you think? Without the puppets, he'd probably still go a bit doolally in there. I think you'd probably develop another personality so you could have a conversation with yourself.
Yeah, maybe. Or, like, make a person out of a mop or something like that. Like, Castaway. Wilson. Yeah, turn a volleyball into a person you could talk to. Vault 92 is our next stop, Chris, of the Fallout Universe Voltal Tour thingamadoodle. That's a terrible name. We'll think of something else to call it.
Just say Voltor.
Voltor, that'll do. 92. Okay, the premise, and all you know, is it's a vault designed to house musical talent throughout the US. That sounds nice, doesn't it? You're sharing a vault with like-minded people, so you play guitar, Chris. Not well, but...
Thank you.
You play it. So you'd be in there with other music people, so you could form a boy band, Chris, which I know you've always wanted to do.
Never wanted to do that.
So, first impressions. Not bad. Doesn't sound too terrible, does it?
Mixed genders?
Yeah. Everyone loves music. Apart from Vault Tech.
Oh, God.
They use this vault to test out mind control and pump in white noise to see if they can turn these musicians into super soldiers that are aggressive and can fight all their battles for them. Do you think this goes well?
Obviously not.
Half the population go mad and they kill the other half of the vault dwellers, so it works. It made them super aggressive, but I still don't think an angry violinist could be a proper soldier, do you?
Not really. I mean, why do they have to all be musicians?
They just wanted a cover for, or to like probably make the vault seem legit, because they don't tell them about their hidden experiments, do they? Yeah. So that's probably why.
Not really much you could do on that. Other than, you know, I thought you were going to say something like, oh, the musicians, they love music, so Vault-Tec makes more death.
Vault-Tec takes away all their instruments.
Maybe they do, yeah. But no, mind control super soldiers makes no sense as to why it has to be musicians at all.
No, I don't either. I think they probably just thought, well, the white noise generators are closest to Vault 92. Let's just shove them in there. It's like, okay, fine, whatever.
Okay.
We'll do that.
Well, see, they can hear this white noise being blast.
Yeah,
know,
I think
out.
It'd just be like a weird humming or buzzing in their,
well, yeah,
in their,
I mean,
ears.
White noise is normally
crazy.
Yeah, white noise is normally a continuous monotone sound that doesn't change, sort of thing. I'd get fed up with it though. Maybe you'd like block your ears up. If you're a musician, you must have what's it called? Ear things, earplugs.
Yeah, but you'd need to hear your music, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but like when you're playing in an orchestra and you've got somebody in like,
yeah, but
drums
you'd have to hear
you.
Your cues, or you'd have to be able to spot the
it doesn't deafen
conductor.
You completely, it just lowers the volume,
yeah, but
down.
Still you'd have to have ears, but
I've got earplugs.
you'd either go crazy and kill people or you'd be sane, in
do
which
they
case
have
if
instruments?
You're still I'd imagine so, yeah,
maybe if
you just
played...
hit all the insane people over the head with a drumstick.
I was gonna say if they played really hard they could drown out the white noise
potentially, yeah, but they'd have to know that is what Vault-Tec is doing to make them crazy, and again it's unlikely that they would have known that. So that sounds like a terrible vault to be in. Although I think Vault 106 sounds even worse.
Go on.
I have six words for you, Chris.
Right.
Vault pumped full of hallucinogenic drugs.
Hey, party time. That must have been a massacre as well, depending on what people saw.
Yep. I think everyone just kills everyone else because they think they're weird blob monsters. Although Vault-Tec did show some restraint. They waited a whole 10 days before they pumped the vault.
Oh, really?
Full of hallucinogenic drugs. So that was nice of them, right?
Oh, God, it sucks really, don't it? Vault-Tec should have control groups. So they should have only one half of the vault flooded with gas and the
no,
other not.
No, I think they have taken control groups into consideration. So there is method behind their scientific madness. There is a vault that's is out there somewhere that's untested upon, that it's just them in a vault, no drugs, no white noise, no shit doors, no messing about, then they compare the results to that. So it is out there, but they don't necessarily need it in their mind, need it in this vault.
Right, oh, fair enough then.
I like the scientific thinking behind it, Chris. It's very unlike you. But yeah, they
thank you.
They have taken it into consideration there. They've just gone, now we'll just do one vault full of, because it might be that some people in that vault react differently to hallucinogenic drugs. Some of them see nice flowers, some of them see weird blob monsters.
I got no real way to survive this other than, I suppose it depends on your psyche, whether you know you're an optimistic, happy person or a unhappy, pessimistic person. So
yeah.
That's what you'll see, won't you?
And then again, that depends on if you're close to someone that's a maniac when they're on hallucinogenic drugs. Because there's no real way to survive if you think you're in a meadow full of flowers and then you don't see this person coming towards you with a bloody tire iron or
they're
something.
They're holding
like
out
that.
A cake and really it's the severed head of a
your friend.
A baby.
You're in this vault. Damn you. I think what we've learned from this episode, if you're in a vault, pray that you're not in a vault with Chris.
Oh no, you know, everyone listens to this right now, it's not a baby. Or if you are, know this.
You're out to get them.
I will find you.
You're not Liam Neeson.
I was trying to do the whole quote. I fucked
you
up.
You forgot
instantly.
It, didn't you?
Yeah,
you,
I don't know it.
Not right. Vault 108, Chris. Now, the overseer in this vault was picked to be someone that would die shortly after the vault door closed. I'm just going to tell you the whole story of this vault because it's real fucked up, man. So they picked an overseer that would die, leading to a power struggle to become the overseer. 20 years into the existence of this vault, the power supply was rigged to break and there was no backup power. So again, that's not good, is it? And during the chaos of there being no power and no leader, one guy in the vault called Gary decides it would be best if he cloned himself a lot of times. And by the time you get to explore the vault in the game, the vault is filled with people with clones of Gary running around trying to kill you while shouting Gary like Pokemon.
Oh good god,
that sounds horrifying.
Right, okay,
what would you do firstly if you were in this vault, and what would you do if you were exploring the wasteland and then you wandered into this vault filled with identical people?
I'd come back
Gary.
Out again. That'd be so weird.
Close
so
the door behind
the
you.
The Gary clones kill everyone else, I guess.
Yeah.
This is before the power's cut off, you find it? Or
I don't know how bad the power's cut off, and I don't know whether it's to the cloning machines or the labs or whatever. But all we know is that everyone apart from Gary is killed in this vault.
Okay. Why would the Garys work together?
I don't know. They're the same person? Maybe they feel a kinship or something?
Right. Because isn't this the thing with cloning, how when you clone yourself, in theory,
the clone
it's
tries
just,
to kill you.
No, it's just a biological clone. It has none of the memories you have, nothing that defines you psychologically.
I don't know how cloning works in Fallout, but they've gone mad, obviously, because they run around just shouting Gary.
Naturally.
So they obviously know that their name is Gary, and I don't know... Yeah.
Do they even know what a name is? Is the original Gary still alive?
Probably. I doubt the original Gary's still alive. I also don't know at what point they're cloned. Are they cloned and then they grow up? Mm. Or are they cloned straight into the age of the original Gary? I think they're all the same age and stuff like that. So I'm not sure how the cloning works, but it's pretty terrifying.
It's a bit messed up, isn't it?
Do you know what would be worse?
Clones of me.
Yes. Vault 109. It's just a but Chris, just you
then,
running around, Chris,
then,
hundreds of you.
And then you'd come into the vault, and then you've seen Warriors, haven't you? I'd get some glasses. With
Jack, come out to play, Chris. Oh God, that's so worse.
And
it's 100 times worse. Well, this is a terrifying vault. Shall we move on to vault?
Let's close the door in this vault. Secure,
yeah.
Secure
blow
it
up. Never speak of that vault again. Vault 112 houses people in cryosleep, but they're unaware that I think they're unaware that they're in cryosleep. But they've got a virtual reality computer, so they're frozen. Their bodies are fine, and they're in a virtual reality, which is good. Like kind of like the Matrix, and it's a nice suburban like environment that they're in, nice and safe. Until the overseer of the vault, either he was crazy before or being in this virtual reality sends him crazy, Dr. Stanis LeBron decides to disguise himself as a small child and kill everyone in the virtual reality simulation and then wipe all their memories, re-upload them, and then do the same thing over again, just endlessly killing these vault dwellers.
But not actually killing them.
I think this is from Fallout 3.
Yeah, this does sound very familiar.
Yeah, so I think it ends with when your character in Fallout 3 comes along.
Mm-hmm.
I think it ends in you killing everyone in the vault, either by going along with Dr. Bron's psychotic plan, or you, I say mercifully killing them, but getting a virtual load of army people in and just shooting everyone. So Why you die anyway, I think.
Can't you just release them from the virtual reality thing into the real world?
I think he's in the... I've not played Fallout 3, so I'm not sure if there is that option. But you'd think that would be the smart thing to do.
Yeah, because if they're just dying over and over in, you know, the VR, then just, yeah, why don't you just release them to the real world? Not the doctor guy.
No,
maybe
definitely
keep him
not
frozen, yeah. But release everybody else.
Yeah. Because he's the problem with the vol, isn't he? He's definitely the problem with the vol.
Yeah, because everyone else has had their mind wiped so many times, they're not going to remember.
And they're just living a normal virtual reality life,
yeah.
Aren't they?
Although,
nice and peacefully.
All that mind wiping, I don't know what I was going to do to you. You might come out and forget completely who you are.
Yeah.
And then they're adults, but they reverted to like newborns.
Children or something.
Yeah, they have no idea of what's going on and stuff. And then you got a whole load of problems then, because then you got to torch the whole vault. Vault? The whole vault. Vote! Vault! Oh, God.
Why would you have to torch it? Just because they...
We can't leave them wandering around. They would just die, won't they? They won't know how to eat.
Or they keep them in the virtual reality, because they're obviously happy in there.
Are they? They're being killed by a little girl all the time.
Get rid of the doctor.
Okay.
And then just leave them in the virtual reality.
Let me conduct my own experiment, actually.
Okay, what would you do?
I'm just going to release the doctor and release them all. Put all of them in one side of the vault and the doctor on his own the other side. Wait for them all to wake up. And see how long it takes for the doctor to start going killing them. Because eventually, when he starts killing them, they'll then overpower the doctor, hopefully. I want to know what happens. Vault Tech, I request a job.
People die, that's what happens. Last vault, Chris, that we're going to talk about today.
Right.
Vault 118. This is in Fallout 4.
Okay.
It's on the Far Harbor DLC. It's a vault that was designed to see what would happen if you put rich people in a nice built-up area of the vault and treated them nicely, had their every needs attended to by robots, and what would happen if you put a larger number of people that were in a less well furnished area of the vault, and what would happen. Obviously that there would be a revolt of some kind, but unfortunately the funding for this vault kind of fell through, so only the rich people were put into the vault, and the overseer was the only non-posh person left in there. I think he eventually died, the overseer, but all the other rich people put their brains into robot bodies, and into robo brains they became, and they live a fairly happy life until one of them decides to kill someone else and take over their identity and become, because the robots are all kind of generic, but I think out of all the vaults we've talked about, this one's probably the best one,
yeah.
Apart from the murder, because you're an immortal robo-brain.
Okay, and I would personally try and escape the vault.
What, if you were the overseer?
No, if I became Robocop.
A robo-brain.
Or Terminator. Whatever you want to call them.
They're robo-brains. They're like weird... It's your brain on top of a cylindrical robot with arms and... tank treads.
Okay. Your biological body's decomposed by now, has it?
Dead.
Gone, yeah.
Gone.
Alright. Yeah, just try and get out of the vault.
No, they like it in the vault, the robo brains, because they can paint, they make films, or do whatever they do.
I know,
do science and stuff. So, leaving...
Yeah,
then you're out in Far Harbor, which is not a nice place to be.
But you're a robot.
Still, robots can be, munched by giant...
Okay, here's what you do
crap
then.
Monsters.
You're in the vault. You work on developing your robot bodies to make yourself stronger, faster, all that lot. Then you leave the vault, because after a while, I think I'd go stir crazy. I can't eat anything. I can't touch and feel anything anymore.
Yeah, they know what they're getting into anyway. But out of all the vaults, Chris...
I would rather be the man with the 999 women.
Okay, and potentially live... Or be turned upon and killed by an Amazonian tribe of women, rather than an immortal
robot.
If you live,
it'd be great.
What a laugh.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Or you'd be a player.
It'd be great. Or you'd be strapped down and used so much. Maybe a robot's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Oh, now you want to join me in Vault 118. Too late. Door's closed.
The vault I wanted to go into is your standard vault. Well, they don't do fucking anything to you.
Unfortunately, Chris, you don't get that choice, I'm afraid.
And then I want to be cryo-frozen for 500 years, so then it's safe. but I want to be 500 years. Okay. So it's definitely safe. It's definitely, radiation level wise, it's definitely safe for me to venture outside, check what's happening.
If you don't like it, go back, freeze yourself for another couple of hundred years.
That's what I would like.
Not a bad plan. But Chris, if Vol-Tec do want to call you up for ideas, how would they get in touch with you?
This is Director Vol-Tec. You can email me at wecouldsurvivethat@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter at wecouldsurvive, and find us on Podomatic, iTunes, all that lot, YouTube.
Yeah, all over the place. Wherever you will find a podcast, you'll probably find us. But anyway, Chris, end the show in the usual way you end the show.
Okay, you have been listening to We Could Survive That, your weekly survival guide to video games. My bad, people. I'm just reading from a script here. This show was sponsored by Vol-Tec.
Obviously. For all your survival needs, go to Vol-Tec.com.
Probably it's a website. Probably directs you to like the Fallout website or something.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Okay.
Goodbye, people.
Yes. And enjoy the life in the vault.
So sinister.